Here with me in this interview, I have Sarah Breckbill, Purdue University. And Sarah, I know you had a master's degree you just completed, and the work that you did, you kind of reviewed for us here at this conference. Tell me a little bit about the work that you did for this.
The idea behind what I was doing is basically just to figure out how much does it cost to get biomass. Really, it's got nothing to do with what its end use is going to be. It could be anything from biofuels. It could be used in a coal-fired electric utility plant. Any use. But really, the point was, how much does it cost to get it from the field to the door of some plant? And a lot of what we saw was that it really just depends, and there's no one answer.
Well, isn't that interesting? Everybody would like to just have simple answers to things. So tell me about some of the feedstocks that you were looking at and what you found as far as getting those to where they need to be.
The two feedstocks I looked at were corn stover and switchgrass. And with corn stover, it is a byproduct of corn. And corn is something that farmers are already planting. That's already taken care of, and to make the decision to go and collect this stover is really secondary. They don't have to do it. They wouldn't lose any money if they didn't do it. In fact, if they'd left it there, there'd be nutrient gains. However, with switchgrass, that's something that you decide to plant for the sole purpose of it being an energy crop, and there aren't really the same benefits as being a residue as there are with stover.
So did you find in your research things that would be helpful for plants to know? I mean, that they can kind of like take that information and use it?
Really, I mean, for a plant, no matter, putting aside the issue of where they locate particularly, anywhere they locate, the corn stover in the area will be cheaper than the switchgrass. And you will go further distances to get corn stover than you will to get switchgrass, simply because of the costs associated with establishing the switchgrass that you don't have with corn stover. Then after that, though, a lot of it does become knowing your location. If you, for example, in Indiana, southern Indiana doesn't have a lot of corn. And if you're going to locate in southern Indiana, the switchgrass supply would be much more plentiful, but much more expensive. You locate somewhere in the northwest, anywhere really in northern Indiana, corn is much more abundant. Corn stover will be available, and you can get that at a cheaper cost. And since corn stover and switchgrass have very similar energy contents, you're not really gaining on that front. It's all coming down to how much you have to spend to get a ton of it.
So at this point, do you plan to pursue this type of work further, maybe look at some other feedstock opportunities?
For right now, I have to say I'm done for the most part. I'm actually going to get ready to start another master's degree here in the fall. So I'll be shifting focus, changing pretty much completely. But, if biomass is something that I ever interact with again, this has been a very valuable experience, and I'm happy to have the knowledge under my belt that I do after doing this research.
Great. Well, I think everybody enjoyed the presentation, and certainly appreciate you taking a couple moments to talk with me about it here at the Transition to a Bioeconomy Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.